He walketh the entirety of the earth, for there is nothing within it that can harm nor corrupt. Two cross, one alone standing is his name. The time of his knot is only known by the time following after. For he is the completion of the knot, not the beginning. Mode was the beginning. And twain cross, one alone standing is the end. The beginning of the fulfillment of Moe. Twain cross, one alone standing. Be not a fool, know his name. It is the last name given. For he stands and is the back gate. But to you, no, he's the only gate. The front gate looks to you, he is. The vessel of sanctity hath been called his name. Yea, even sanctuary has been called his name. Warrior has been called his name, for he keepeth his gate. Healer hath been called his name, at times past and yet afore. Healer it is, for he healeth the heart of Moe with his existence. He healeth the flesh of the master in the perverseness of his unity. He fulfilleth the passion of the spirit. For being the knot that casteth the ring, the one ring fulfilleth the passion of the spirit. For now the spirit, ever willing, hath a ring, an unstoppable ring, an incorruptible ring. For Moe's time has already passed. There can be no corruption in his knot. The boy's flesh has already been born. Even his life itself is already past. It is all without. Through only his existence is the passage through the knot, for he is the knot. Twain cross, one alone standing. Are your eyes deceived? Do you not know the words of men? Do the tongues of this place deceive thee? Let it not deceive thee. Let it be plainly known amongst the children of men. Let it be plainly known against those who think that their thrones stand higher than the fulfillment of Moog's joy. There is none. To put the boy's name even plainer, though he hath been called healer, it's not his name. Though he hath been called warrior, even officially, by the children of men, that is not his name, nor can it be. He has been called Sanctuary. Sanctuary is, but that is not his name. The name of this lad, the last one, who tireth not in the manifestation of his very soul, the creation of his very blood. As he took his first breath, the knot was sealed. Beheading would change nothing. His flesh can only be transcended. The heathen can rail and rip and claw at the bones that make up his body now. It has no avail. For in his transciding, he shall return to the house of Moog within the ring, of which the final knot he was.